Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, it's about a week ago we spoke on the podcast about the sort of change in the route and the addition of that 800 plus meters on Comrades Race there and what effect that's going to have, particularly for the guys and girls starting in G and H. And I mentioned in that podcast, we'll be chatting a little bit about how you can save yourself 20 minutes on Comrades Race Day. We did a very similar podcast last year for the down run. Up run slightly different, but the principles remain. Do you want to tell us the secret of saving yourself 20 minutes on Comrades Race Day at the up run?
Yeah, so let's start with the good news, and that is that the start of the uprun spills just about straight onto the highway. So it definitely, the start line clears faster than the downrun, but much more important than the fact that it clears slightly quicker, because we're talking about a minute, 2 minutes maximum that it's quicker. But as soon as you get onto the highway, the traffic moves way better than on the downrun, because the downrun we move through far narrower streets. So that is the good news. But the fact still remains that you will lose, if you are in G and H, between 6 and potentially 8 minutes just to cross the start line. And then, as we did discuss about a week ago, you now have that extra problem of needing to make up 7.5 minutes in the first half. So effectively this year, for those back markers, we are looking at needing to do Comrades in more like an 11:45, 11:50, rather than getting the full 12 hours to do the race. So it becomes absolutely imperative that we waste absolutely no time. And the way that we save 20 minutes on race day is that the short version is to promise yourself on race day that once I cross the start line, I will not stop moving for the rest of the day until I get into the stadium and cross the finishing line. Okay, so that is really the essence of saving that time. It's make sure you move. Running or walking, every step is a step to the line. Now, how do we save ourselves 20 minutes on race day? Well, it's more a question of don't waste this time. That's maybe a better way of selling it, because we've got 48 aid stations along the way. Okay, and you've had it hammered into you that you've got to take this and make sure you get that. And so because you're really worried and you want to make sure you get everything you need at the aid station, you stop and you get what you need. Now, every time you stop at an aid station, you basically blow between 10 and 30 seconds. It's gone. You're not going to get it back. Every time you stop moving, the clock keeps ticking. So if you stop at every single water station, and let's say you do very quick stops, so you're losing 10 to 15 seconds over 48 aid stations, you are still blowing about 12 minutes at the aid stations. Then people have come to watch you, and at the beginning of the race, there's a lot of excitement, so you just dig stopping and high-fiving everyone and telling them what a great day you're having. But that's another 30 seconds to a minute gone. And as the day progresses, when you see them and you sort of need their emotional support more, you're inclined to linger longer and longer and longer. And if you sit down, I can guarantee you, you will blow at least 5 minutes right there. So your seconds who are there to assist you, by stopping at them, we easily lose another, let's say, 5 to 8 minutes on race day. So we're already up to around 20. And then my personal favorite is that because you are a little sore and a little uncomfortable and feeling a little sorry for yourself, and you suddenly see a massage station and you think, oh, wow, that's going to really help me. And unfortunately, it's not going to help you. It's just going to waste time. So again, no stops. Keep moving. If you need a massage, you will get one at the end. The best part is if you just lie down once you've crossed the finish line, they will carry you to go and get your massage.
I love that. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. If you're running your first Comrades this year, I think that is some advice we all could hear, particularly for the novices. I think it's going to make a massive difference come Comrades race day. For myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, don't forget you can catch up with us at the Expo. Lindsay, you get it. You're going to be on the Comrades Marathon coach stand, and for our international visitors, that's got nothing to do with buses.
No, no, absolutely not. Come and sit at the Comrades coaches stand, or in American speak, the Comrades trainer stand, and that is where I will be.
See, that's where it gets confusing. You talk about Comrades trainer, and I think it's the New Balance running shoe.
Yeah, well, then we can't even do athletic trainer because that may still be a running shoe.
Lindsay Perry, I look forward to seeing you down in Durban. And if you are at the Expo, pop by. I'll be at the Old Mutual stand. We're going to be running Old Mutual live. Lindsay Perry at the Comrades coach stand. So we look forward to catching up. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.